On Thursday afternoon, arguably the most popular athlete in the world held his first press conference with his new club.
Bueno, sería increíble, ¿no? Tanto para mí como para toda la gente que es hincha del club, para el mismo club que...
Speaking in his native Spanish, Lionel Messi talked about his new club, Inter Miami, a team that has struggled to compete throughout its short history, but which is now 6-0 since Messi's arrival. And tomorrow night, will play for its first title ever, in Nashville, in the final of the League's Cup. Something Messi said would be, quote, beautiful for the team and its fans.
La verdad que es muy lindo cómo la gente del Inter viene cada partido a alentarnos, a acompañarnos. Nos tocó jugar muchos partidos de local y el estadio siempre estuvo lleno.
So to better understand the scope of this moment for Messi and Inter Miami, we talked with our friend Luis Miguel Echegaray. Luis Miguel Echegaray, we are talking to you because on Tuesday night, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami did what exactly?
Well, Izzy, birds fly, fish swim. Lionel Messi causes mayhem on the pitch, and it wasn't any different on Tuesday night as they made it to the League's Cup final with a victory. A semi-final victory against the Philadelphia Union. A Philadelphia Union, by the way, is he who up to that point in the League's Cup had only allowed 4 goals. And guess what? That night, they allowed 4 goals on the evening. We all know Philly from any sport, right? Philly fans were hostile. They were booing Leo Messi every time he had touched the ball. It didn't matter. He's been here before, and he absolutely dominated.
Into Messi, advantage play. Messi driving forward. Messi from distance! What can he not do?
9 goals now in 6 games with Inter Miami.
Still Robert Taylor. Floats it towards Joseph Martinez. Settles. Messi! It continues to go.
And they're heading to Nashville for the League's Cup final on Saturday. Just another evening, just another day for Lionel Andrés Messi.
Yeah, if you didn't know anything about that Philadelphia team, all you had to do was just look at those 5 letters that sort of tell you their form, and it was WWWWW. So Philly was playing really well until Lionel Messi and Inter Miami came in. But you talked in the past on The Daily to Jeremy Schapp back in July about when Messi officially signed and how they had all this work to do ahead of them, climbing up from the bottom of the league standings. They haven't played any league games yet, technically, because it's just been the League's Cup so far with Messi. But from what you've seen, how would you characterize the Messi-Miami experiment, just based on how things have gone so far?
I think it's gone from an experiment to an astonishing success in every single way of the word. When I talked to Jeremy, and based on the feature that I wrote, it was about the expectations of the city itself,
right,
not just Inter Miami. It was about the expectations of the country itself as this continent prepares to host the World Cup in 2026. MLS is getting stronger and bigger. We're diversifying. And here comes the arrival of the greatest player the game has ever seen. I don't even care about arguably. He is the greatest player the game has ever seen. Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo may be the best player in the world, but Messi is out of this planet. He's an alien. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So the experiment has proven to be perfect. Also because it's Miami.
Right.
It's the capital city of Latin America. So it's just this energy that's just going back and forth. And you know what's funny? He's an introvert. He doesn't even want to say too much. And yet with all of this, he is creating mayhem left, right, and center, Izzy. So yes, in 6 matches, it's been an absolute success.
To say Lionel Messi is settling in nicely with his new club, Inter Miami, would be an understatement. What Messi has done through his first 6 games is nothing short of electric. And it doesn't look like he'll be slowing down anytime soon. So today, as Messi and Inter Miami prepare for the League's Cup final on Saturday, Luis Miguel Echegaray returns to share what he's seen from Messi so far and what Messi's dominance says about the state of Major League Soccer. I'm Israel Gutierrez. It's Friday, August 18th. This is ESPN Daily.
When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Luis Miguel, so you're here to put into perspective what Lionel Messi's done in his short stint so far with Inter Miami. His play has been insane. He's scored goals in every single match, but this is within the league's cup, not regular season MLS games. So before we go any further, what is the league's cup?
The League's Cup is a mid-season tournament in Major League Soccer. It actually originated a few years ago, where at the beginning it was actually the top four best teams of MLS and Liga MX, the domestic soccer league in Mexico. Sort of a commune of sorts of the continent to try and obviously popularize both leagues at the same time winning a little competition within the season itself. But now this season is newly formatted where everybody takes part. Every single team in both leagues take part. So it's become this bigger sort of tournament. And also, by the way, you know, the top three enter the CONCACAF Champions Cup, formerly known as the Champions League of the CONCACAF. So it's a big deal. Aside from the monetary bonuses that you get, it's good to win this tournament. It's good to even make it to the final and even win third place because you get a spot in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. The other reason why these tournaments are important is because MLS is a baby league. It's a young league.
Right.
So it's still trying to create a name for itself above and beyond the continent. So it's important to do this. Now, obviously, it can be a little bit of a deterrent when it comes to scheduling because the Mexican league begins in different times to when MLS begins. But all in all, a mid-season tournament, especially when you involve everybody, is good for the continent and the game in the continent.
Well, I'd argue having Messi in a cup, in a title for a cup, I think would probably popularize the League's Cup, would it not?
Absolutely. You could do a mini golf tournament in the middle of MLS with Messi, and I think people will watch.
All right, so Luis Miguel, you take Lionel Messi, you take international competition, and you raise the stakes by putting him right into a win-or-go-home scenario. And it just adds to the drama of these first days in Major League Soccer for the greatest player on the planet. It's absolutely compelling content, especially when you consider that he's doing this with a team that had been in last place in MLS.
Exactly. It's like the World Cup. It's like the Champions League. It's like the knockout stages, right? Win or go home, and the stakes are much higher, and then playing away from home and everything. And the atmosphere has been just fantastic. So it's been wonderful to see. It's something that I always keep echoing. Yes, it's all about Lionel Messi, but it's also about the growth of the sport in America.
Right. And like you mentioned, it's not all about Lionel Messi, but let's talk about Lionel Messi and how he's done in these League's Cup games. He's come in high drama moments and provided Lionel Messi type of things. What have you seen from Lionel Messi in these League's Cup games?
Whew, how long do we have? I mean, so he has taken over my life. I think that my wife and I will probably be divorced after all of this just because he is now my number one priority. But I was there at the very beginning in his Cruz Azul debut. Of course, you know that he came on as a sub and he scored a free kick.
Messi!
And from that moment, he just kept scoring and creating highlights over highlights.
Messi driving forward, over to Robert Taylor. Taylor cutting it back. Martinez left it for Messi. Oh, my word. He has done it again. Lionel Messi, three goals in less than an hour of play for Inter Miami. 2-0 tonight over Atlanta.
But here's a very important part of this. Aside from his 9 goals in 6 matches, aside from his assists, aside from everything that Lionel Messi does, he has completely elevated the quality and confidence of every single team player.
Yes.
His team members, just like DeAndre Yedlin, Robert Taylor, the Finnish star who turned into Ronaldo phenomenal against Philadelphia Union. It was unbelievable. Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets obviously help, but they have also elevated the game. Their keeper, Izzy, Callander, I think could play for the national team. He could be the starter ahead of Matt Turner. That's how good.
He was great on Tuesday night.
Fantastic. And he's done it throughout the entire tournament. And you can't tell me anything because I've seen every single game. And they have really elevated their game. Against Philadelphia Union, one of the best defensive teams in this tournament and throughout it all. Before that game, only one loss. One loss in the last 28 matches. And they lost 4-1 to Inter Miami. So you also, by the way, have to give a lot of credit to the head coach, Tata Martino, who obviously won MLS Cup with Atlanta United, took over, then the Mexican national team comes back, and he has really created a balanced form for Messi. You know, just like Michael Jordan and the Bulls, or Tom Brady and the Patriots, or any kind of superstar around the team, you don't just have to work with him, but you have to generate an environment where he shines and everybody else shines with him. And that's exactly what's happening from the worst team in MLS to, I think they're going to win the League's Cup. But it's not just about Messi. It's about what Messi generates throughout the entire squad. And that, to me, is amazing to see. Just amazing.
Yeah, you could see the class of play elevate again that game against Cruz Azul when he came into the game. It felt like an entirely different team. I did want to talk to you about the moment where they did have some adversity against Dallas, down a couple goals twice in that game and came back. Talk to me about what Lionel Messi did in that game and how that performance overall just kind of carried the team.
I think in order to answer that question, we have to look at the blueprint of Messi's history, including with the Argentinian national team and winning the World Cup. People need to remember that years before that, because they won Copa America before winning the World Cup, but before winning Copa America, they lost 2 finals as well. And the last final that they lost to Chile, Messi almost gave up on the entire national team and everybody was against him. The nation, several pockets were asking, can this be the person that lead us to a trophy or to a World Cup? Mm-hmm. And then you go beyond that, right? With Barcelona and even PSG, the things that he had to deal with. So adversity has never been anything new to him. And on the pitch, it's even more emphatic, because when you face Lionel Messi, you either live up to the moment and say, I'm going to get in him face. Jim Curtin, the Philadelphia Union coach, said it himself. He said, I want to do the Mike Tyson quote, right? Everybody has a plan until you punch them in the face.
Right.
That's what he wanted to do. You can't do that against Lionel Messi. He will Muhammad Ali you. He will let you try and come at you and then counter. And that's what happened with FC Dallas. There was adversity because FC Dallas, probably out of every opponent that Messi has faced with Inter Miami, were the closest one to disrupting it, because they stood up, they got up to the plate, and they were confident and they were in your face, and the home crowd are pushing on under 100-degree weather. But then all it takes is a moment of pure brilliance. And that's all it takes. And that free kick, more so than the Cruz Azul one, the keeper knew where it was going.
Yeah.
Everybody did. But you just can't stop it.
Messi up over!
That's what separates the good from the great. And Messi is the greatest of them all in those situations. So it was a very special moment, and I think a very important moment for Messi and Inter Miami to say, it doesn't matter who you are or where we're going to play you, we're going to deliver every single time.
When you think about the level of international pressure that Messi has faced, it makes sense that he can come in very short time have these moments and execute in every single one of them carrying his team. It's like his performance tells you, I've done this so many times before, this is nothing for me.
Yeah, there's only one other athlete I can think of that does the same thing, and that's Michael Jordan. Hmm. Facing adversity, and not only just facing it, but looking at it. And it's kind of like, I always say this quote is, enter the storm, but then after it, you become the storm yourself. Hmm. That's Messi. That's what I think he does every single time.
Well, that's fitting because he entered during a storm. It was a two-hour delay during his introduction a little while back. And you did a feature you mentioned. You mentioned a feature you did on the city sort of preparing for Messi. I happen to live in Fort Lauderdale, a little closer than Miami to where Messi actually plays right now. I wanted to just get your sense of what the excitement level is now after his performance over the past month.
I'm sure you know better than me because you are a resident there, but I do know the area very well. Being Latin American, it's a city and an area close to my heart as well. I have friends and family that live there, so I visit it a lot for many, many years. Miami, South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, as you said. And part of the reason why I wanted to write this piece and create this piece was because I wanted people to understand that coming to Miami is very special because it's an area that's more than 70% are Latino. There's a lot of diversity and multiculturalism. And I think that's very important for this story. And ever since I began to tell the story to now, him having played six games, it's been pretty much evident of what it all represents, which is a city that doesn't just celebrate Messi, it is Messi. Mm-hmm. It's an Argentinian immigrant, went to Europe when he was a kid, you know, lived his dream. He speaks very little English. He goes to mini Buenos Aires and North Beach, and he will have hundreds of people outside of a restaurant if he goes out with his wife Antonella or his three kids. It's just, it's an energy that's felt throughout the entire area. And the more I talk to people, the more I realize just how he doesn't just represent the game, he represents the movement of a continent in South America that has created so much impact for the game of soccer. It transcends language, it transcends anything. And it, to me, emphasizes just how powerful this movement has been specifically in this area.
Well, here locally, I know early on there were some skeptics. There were some people that were saying, well, wait a second, why is Lionel Messi getting all these murals across the city? He hasn't done anything here yet. This isn't even a soccer town yet. LeBron James didn't get those murals when he first got here. Shaq didn't get those murals when he first got here. Tyreek Hill didn't get those murals. I think that sort of thought is changing. It's shifting as we watch him play because it's, oh, wow, we get the good fortune of having this gentleman. We get to watch him and cheer for him. And as a bonus for a lot of people down here, even though you mentioned it is very Latin American, as a bonus, a lot of sports fans in South Florida are learning a new sport because they're learning to embrace what it means to have him here. And so everything seems to be changing just based on these wins and these performances from Messi.
Absolutely. I mean, you nailed it. You nailed it. When you add to the fact what you just said regarding diverse communities, you know, Black and brown communities, immigrant communities, and their children or grandchildren, now they're not just wearing, you know, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or LeBron or Steph Curry. Now it's, you know, soccer players. And for the better part of it, Messi is the king of that. And on top of that, because 2026, the World Cup is going to be hosted here, there is all these perfect stars that are aligning for this sport to just keep growing. And the fact that Messi is here is the greatest. And people need to know that his is a story of the ultimate underdog. And that's America's number one love, to champion the underdog. This is a kid that grew up in Rosario, Argentina, who needed growth hormones in order to even just be considered a professional. Nobody would give him a chance until Barcelona came knocking and said, we'll do it, but we need to do a few things here. He left Argentina at a certain age, and there his story evolved. This is a kid who's 5'6", 5'7", and he makes grown men look like clowns on the pitch, Izzy. And that, to me, is what's amazing. But when you add the Argentinian component, when you add the Latin American component, then it doesn't just become Messi's story, it becomes America's.
Coming up, is Messi too good for Major League Soccer?
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Luis Miguel, we know Lionel Messi's the GOAT, and we know the competition in MLS is not necessarily the same as it is in Europe. Still, have you been startled at the level at which he is just completely dominating?
This is the overall circle of the conversation. And this goes as well in terms of the opponents. I've been watching every single team, and Philadelphia Union is a perfect example. A great team who looked very average against Inter Miami.
Yeah.
My question is this. When you face a superstar like Messi, does the psychological come in? And I'm talking as an opponent. If you are facing him, I've seen a lot of pretty good teams in MLS look very average. Atlanta United looked terrible against Messi. Mm-hmm. Charlotte FC as well. Orlando City, like I said, Dallas was the only team that I thought did a good job. So that's something I feel like for any athlete, when you face greatness, what is your response? And that's what I want to see this weekend for Nashville. What is your response against greatness? And that will be an interesting thing to see.
Okay, speaking of competition in MLS, something that's been criticized, that this league might be too easy for Messi. I want to go back to a chat you had with Jeremy Schapp on this very program.
MLS, I do want to say this. This is not the league that people think it is. Mm. This is a much more competitive league. It's way harder than people think. Of course, technically speaking, it still has to live up to the likes of La Liga or the Premier League in terms of physicality, but there is competition. There is talent. It's not going to be a walk in the park for Lionel Messi.
How do you feel now after watching Messi stomp over his opposition so far, kind of like Billy Madison in the schoolyard with a dodgeball in his hands? And what does it tell you about what he's going to do to the rest of the league in the second half?
Okay, now that you've mentioned Billy Madison, all I can think of is Leo Messi just yelling, "I'm the greatest player alive!" First of all, when you're watching all these goals for Inter Miami from Lionel Messi and you're thinking, oh my God, this is so easy for him, please watch his entire career, because that's exactly what he's done throughout his entire career. He's done it with PSG, Barcelona, Argentina. This is him, right? So that's one argument that just needs to go out the window. In terms of MLS, I do echo that quote once again, because I have talked to many players that came from Europe or other parts of the world. They come to MLS and they say to me, this is a much more competitive league. This is a better league. It's getting stronger and it's very youth centric. And I like that. It's focused a lot on development. I mean, there's a lot of quality players. And this is the reminder that I always say, Alphonso Davies, one of the best players out there. Bayern Munich, Champions League winner, the Canadian.
Here's Canada advancing into the box, headed, goal, their first ever goal in World Cup play, it's Davies.
He came from MLS, right? There's other players as well. Tyler Adams, who plays in the Premier League as well.
And he's got support from Adams. He's in. Tyler Adams, with the help of a deflection,
which has put Leipzig on the verge of their first Champions League semi-final.
Weston McKennie, Ricardo Pepi, who comes from the FC Dallas Academy.
He's trying to get in round the back. Ricardo Pepi! Straight into the game! And straight into the back of the net! Ricardo Pepi!
I think Brandon Vasquez, the striker for Cincinnati, he's going to play in Europe soon as well. Matt Turner, who's the starting goalkeeper for Nottingham Forest, who used to be the reserve, the backup in Arsenal. He came from MLS, right? Buchanan, who went from New England Revolution, who went to Club Brugge. So I can give you this massive list of all these players who were groomed, developed, nurtured in MLS, and ended up going to Europe. And that, to me, is the key thing here. If you make MLS not just a buying league, one that brings Messi, one that brings David Beckham in the past, Carlos Vela for LAFC, you know, Gareth Bale, etc. Okay, that's fine. But if you can be the league that's also producing talent.
Yeah, developing.
Where Europe is looking at you and saying, oh, I want me some of that. Now you're speaking of a league that's really growing. And it just goes to the argument, Izzy, of like, just because you don't understand something doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
And I think that MLS is that. It's a much better league than people speak it for. But yes, it's Messi. He's going to rule it no matter what.
So I find it funny, Luis Miguel, that about 6-7 weeks ago, nobody knew outside of maybe MLS fans what the League's Cup was. And on Saturday, now we have an international event. So what are you expecting to see from this all MLS League's Cup final on Saturday?
It's really funny, Izzy, because Nashville and Inter Miami actually entered the league at the same time, right? So they both had the similar journey in terms of entrance to the league, but they couldn't be more opposite. Great writer Tom Bogert noted this on Twitter, and I totally echo this. Inter Miami's whole flash, and Miami, and Leo Messi, and Busquets, and Jordi Alba, and Nashville is very boring, consistently boring, but they're good, they're strong, they're solid. And because the game is at Nashville, they have to do two things. Take one page of what FC Dallas did. They have to use the support of their home crowd. And I think that the best way to try and beat Inter Miami at this point is two things. One, yes, you have to worry about Messi. But if your entire focus is just on Messi, then your plan is going to fold because he knows that he has no problem helping others shine. So it has to be a collective piece of homework. But the other part to me that's more important for Nashville against Inter Miami is that a Tata Martino system, the head coach of Inter Miami, likes to keep the ball and they like to get in your face and stuff. And they also are very good on the counter. So I think Nashville has to counter the counter. Let Miami have the ball. And they're very good defensively, Nashville. They can sit and hold you. And the moment you get that ball, boom, you attack. Because Messi's Messi, but he's also 36 years old. He can't run back every single time. So I think they have to be a little bit more defensively minded, look on the counter, and don't just focus on Leo Messi. Izzy, I'm expecting a really loud stadium on that Saturday. It's going to be a really great advertisement for the game in this country. Nashville, Tennessee against Leo Messi. I never thought I'd say that sentence ever.
Well, what about in your next sentence giving me a prediction? Who do you think takes home the League's Cup?
Oh, come on. It's Inter Miami. Leo Messi, they're okay. Winning this. I mean, the stars have been written. 9 goals in 6 matches. I expect Leo Messi to shine, possibly a brace again. It's going to be a tough one. But in the end, I think that it's meant to be for this Inter Miami side, this collectively strong Inter Miami side, alongside Leo Messi, to lift the League's Cup.
This has been such a fun little surprise for this corner of the country and then for the rest of the country as they get to watch this. I can hear the excitement in your voice that you get to cover this man now in MLS. Luis Miguel, gracias.
And now.
I'm Israel Gutierrez. This has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Bradford Craig, Alexander Hyacinth, Mike Johns, Heather Lombardo, Ryan Nantel, Mike Philbrick, Andres Soto, Andy Tennant, and Aaron Vale. Special thanks this week to Max Brodsky, Lindsay Armacost, D. Deontay Epps, and Jackson Ajello. We'll talk to you Monday.